With SRN News, I'm John Scott. At the Pentagon, taps played during today's solemn 9/11 ceremony, a memorial service honoring the 184 service members and civilians that were killed. America marked the 24th anniversary of the deadly 9/11 terror attacks with solemn ceremonies also in New York and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. After Charlie Kirk was killed Wednesday at Utah Valley University, President Trump calling for an end to the kind of radical political violence practiced in recent years.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
The president says he'll posthumously award conservative ally Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The manhunt continues for the sniper. Inflation moved higher last month as consumer prices rose 2.9% in August from a year earlier.
This morning's numbers come a day following news that U.S. producer prices actually lowered unexpectedly last month, dropping 0.1% from July. In total, year over year, the producer price index rose 2.6%. The Fed weighs the consumer price index against its target rate of 2% and will be taking all these numbers into account, including the latest job numbers, when it meets next week to determine how to act on its benchmark interest rate. George Williams, Washington.
Wall Street's record-setting run keeps rolling, stocks moving higher, the Dow up 598 points, the NASDAQ adding 158. This is SRN News. A new poll about God and politics.
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans if they think the Almighty takes a hand on Election Day. When considering the 2024 presidential election specifically, 49% of respondents say they do not believe that God was involved. 32% think President Trump's victory is part of God's plan, but that doesn't mean that he approves of all of Mr. Trump's policies. Those percentages were about the same in 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have granted recognition to same-sex partnership in the Chinese city in a major setback to the LGBT movement. The legislation, which stopped short of formally legalizing gay marriage, stemmed from one of the recent Hong Kong court rulings that pushed the government to offer more accommodations to LGBT people. 71 voted against the bill, 14 approved it, and one abstained. This is SRN News. The NCAA has permanently banned three Division I college basketball players from betting on their own games. The players from Fresno State and San Jose State shared thousands in payouts. All three are no longer enrolled in their previous schools. Neither school faced any punishment. The battle among billionaires for bragging rights as the world's richest person got heated yesterday with a surprising surge of an old contender. Larry Ellison.
Stock in Ellison's software company, Oracle, rocketed to more than a third after a few minutes of early trading. This was enough to temporarily take the title of world's richest person from its longtime holder, Elon Musk. But the stock market is fickle. Musk was back on top by the end of the trading day, according to wealth tracker Bloomberg.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Ellison, a college dropout, co-founded the software giant. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.